Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sponsored today by Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet on Reagan Street in Sunbury for all your beverage needs. Pickles. Always remember the pickles. Steve's favorite thing, the dills and the barrels. Brewers Outlet on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Interesting conversation the last half hour between Nate Bauer and Steve about Bryce Jordan Center versus Rec Hall, and I think that is a conversation that's probably going to need to be had by Penn State Athletics in the offseason. Going on around here, today kicks off District 4 Wrestling and the 3A sub-regional out in Altoona. Shikellamy and Sealands Grove are out in Altoona. The rest of the area schools will be in Williamsport starting today at 5 o'clock. We are in the midst of the district basketball playoffs here. Shikellamy girls are in the 5A District 4-6 sub-regional championship game against Hollidaysburg. That game tips at 4:30 tomorrow at Mount Aloysius. The next game at 6 o'clock is the District 4-5 Class 5A sub-regional final between Sealands Grove and Hollidaysburg. In the midst of the still in the quarterfinals around here at District 4, 3A girls is tonight. Mount Carmel, I believe, is the only localish team in action. Oh, I'm sorry, Warrior Run as well. And then boys-wise, we're Class 4A tonight. I will be at Central Columbia at Mifflinburg. I believe Matt Catrilla will be there as well for Service Electric Cable TV. Athens is at Danville. Midwest is at Shamokin. And Lewisburg heads up to Montoursville. Tomorrow we have Class A semifinals in boys and girls at Milton and Danville, along with 2A in the afternoon. I believe the Lime Mountain boys are at Milton at 2:30. Lords girls is at Danville at 1 o'clock. I believe Meadowbrook Christian is up at Loyal Sock in the girl, or playing at Loyal Sock in the girls semifinals. I believe that is Bucktail. Nori Christian boys are in the semifinals. They're an evening game at Loyal Sock. And the 4A girls are Jersey Shore and Shamokin and Central Columbia Lewisburg are the wrap up. I believe it's five games at Danville tomorrow at 6 and 7:30. I got a chance last night, or actually the last two nights too, to see two of the best boys players in the area. Reese Noggle of Sealands Grove is up over 20 points per game, and he had 23 in a victory over Central Mountain. And Southern Columbia's Brian Britton, who Reese hasn't made a college decision yet, but Brian is going to play for Wilkes University. You know, he played spectacularly, especially in the second half. They were having some problems, tied 25-25 with Wellsboro, and Britton scored 29 of his 35 in the second half and got Southern into a semifinal matchup at the beginning of next week against undefeated Troy.
Well, and who is one of the great graduates of Wilkes basketball?
Oh, that's a good question.
His coach, by the way, was Ron Rainey, former Penn State basketball player.
Ooh. Man, I know
Bo Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bo played at Chester for Ron. Ron ended up getting the Wilkes job. play was the point guard for Ron up there as well.
Hmm. Yeah, they just actually they had a pretty good season this year. They beat Susquehanna twice, and they were in the Landmark Conference semis.
Are they still the Colonels?
They are still the Colonels.
All right, cool. That's great. I think people know that. I've listened to the show for a long time. My first 2 years at Penn State, I was at the Wilkes-Barre campus. So I know that area pretty well, the 2 years I was up there, and thoroughly enjoyed it, by the way. Thoroughly enjoyed being up there. Eventually you quote want to get to the main campus because, after all, the main campus is, as much as you can say a branch campus is Penn State, the reality is the main campus is the main campus for a reason. But I love my experience there. And so I got to know Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Kingston, Plymouth, Valley West, maybe a little bit toward Berwick, maybe a little bit, because Berwick's kind of like on the fringe of the area that I was in at the time. Because I was, being at Penn State Wilkes-Barre, I was in the back mountain.
I was just going to say, it's kind of a misnomer that it's called Penn State Wilkes-Barre. Because
I know. It's in Lehman.
Yes.
It's in Lehman, yeah. You go, I lived in Dallas, and so that's why I got a kick out of seeing Dallas advance this year in the state high school football playoff, because I lived there for 2 years. And so you go down, boom, go around Huntsville Dam up toward the campus. Oh, yeah. That was great. Last time I was on that campus was actually last May. Hmm. Yeah, last May. My good friend Rick Berry was the commencement speaker. So they wanted the two of us to come up there. Rick was already going to be there, but they asked if I could go up there and speak to the seniors the day before the commencement. And we had a good time with it. It was great. So I had a lot of fun with it. What Rick said made complete sense. I just did the usual gibberish that I, that I'm famous for. Oh, good. More gibberish.
Yeah. Around here, you can get away with, I know Joe Paterno, and that can kill an hour for you.
Oh, yeah. No, that does that. No. But it was something I wanted to keep what I was saying relatively brief, because to me it was Rick's weekend to do the talking. And that's what I pointed out to everybody. I said, hey, you got the right person. He'll tell you about everything it took for him, both, trials, tribulations, but also the road to success. I said, he can tell you about that. So, because that's Rick. Rick was always like that. Always smart, cut above.
Yeah.
The two of us met? First day of orientation. First day we sat next to each other at orientation. Still friends today. It's crazy how that stuff happens.
It is. I can't say I'm friends with the people that I met at orientation yet, but I would say that when we run into each other, we're still friendly. How's that?
I mean, the suitless acquaintances, but that's, but I don't know if that counts. No.
A little bit.
Wait. I'm just asking if it counts. He doesn't really know you. Well, he's more than an acquaintance. I'm like, okay. I haven't decided to ask him yet, after all these years, whether actually Dave is his friend. I mean, that's...
I think that's a pretty easy yes. They spend way too much time together not to be friends.
Have you asked Dave? No. I don't mean asking him. I said, ask Dave. All these years together. How many years they've been together? 20-something years?
Oh, I think they've been doing Schick basketball since the late 90s. They're getting close to 30 years.
30, wow.
Football's not been as long because Dick Hort did it for years.
No, I remember Horty being on there with him. It was great. Yeah. Now Dave does it with him, and that's why we always have Dave Ritchie on the show every Thursday during the fall, because it's actually the one time he gets to talk.
Well, now he's going to have to fight with me for words on high school football.
Really?
Oh. do 45 minutes a week, every week during high school football on a podcast. I can talk about high school football, Steve.
Really?
Yes.
So you do a 45-minute podcast every week. How many different teams do you cover on that podcast?
We usually have 13 teams.
13 teams?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
My wife says I talk too much, but...
Oh. Yeah, well...
It pays the bills.
But you know what? I know I've brought this up before, but in this job, you know, it was interesting because I was talking with Mike Rhodes' wife, Jody, yesterday after practice, and she was taking Logan to the Y to do some shooting or whatever. And we're going out and we're talking about, I was telling her, like, when it comes to all the stuff I do, Mike's been, I say, not just good, he's been great. And I was talking about interviewing. And I said, when you're interviewing somebody, one of the more important things that you do when you interview somebody, other than being prepared and so forth, is listening. Because when you're listening, the subject may say something that takes the interview in an exponentially better direction. If you're concentrating on the next question, you may miss that and you just go to the next question. It doesn't mean the interview is bad, but you may have missed an opportunity of going from having very good to great. All right. It's the same thing in doing games. When you're doing games, you may be the play-by-play person and you are talking, but one of the more important things that you have to do as the play-by-play announcer is listen. Because, of course, I've got the two gems of all gems. I've got Jack Ham and Dick Girardi. Right? They're both so smart. So smart. That if I'm not listening, I'm missing an opportunity to make the broadcast better. If I'm not listening, I may miss something that could take it in a tangent where the listener learns more about the game. And I don't mean just the game, but the sport. When I'm talking about learns more about the game, it's not just the game in front of us, but the sport. And those two guys have the ability to do that. And so one of the more important things, yes, I may say the most words on the broadcast because you're the play-by-play person, but listening is every bit as important as any word I say. I've said this before, I hope Penn State fans, if they, not every Penn State fan is going to have Sirius XM for obvious reasons. But one thing about Sirius XM you get is you get a chance to listen to everybody else's broadcasts. You're traveling in the car, doing whatever, and you can hear other broadcasts along the way. And there's some very good analysts out there. They're fine. They're very good. But there's nobody in Jack Ham's category, and there's nobody in Dick Girardi's category. You know, and Penn State fans get both those guys. They get both those guys. Right? They don't just get, hey, our football guy's great. He's a Hall of Famer. Basketball guy. No. Okay? I listen just because I'm just interested in games. I'm just listening to games. Like, okay, what, you know, oh, okay, SMU, Florida, Atlantic Sun. Okay, whatever. Yeah, and you'll listen, and the play-by-play guys are fine and the so forth. The analysts are good and so forth. But Dick and Jack are such a cut above everybody else, and I say that with all due respect to the others who are all working hard and doing good work. These two are just a cut above, and I hope Penn State fans appreciate the fact what they have and the people that break their games down because they're that good. So, all right, we will take a break. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Well, it's another big weekend here. get ready for it, by the way, by going to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Elmels Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. All right, so you've got ice hockey tonight and tomorrow with Wisconsin at Pagoula. You have gymnastics, women's gymnastics. It's the Big Five, the 10 Big Ten conference schools are coming together. And they will be in rec hall. One session goes tonight at 6. Tomorrow's session goes at 4:30. And Penn State's in tomorrow's session at 4:30. Women's ice hockey in the CHA semifinals with RIT today, tomorrow. I think today's now already underway. And wrestling coming up on Sunday at 2, it's senior day with Penn State facing Edinburgh. I just find it interesting that we talk about people who are just so ahead of the curve and get it. Like Cale doesn't put this team in certain things anymore, like other schools do, and he gets down the stretch. Right, got enough tough dual meets along the way, tough dual meet with Ohio State, tough dual meet with Nebraska, tough dual meet on the road at Iowa, so forth. Then he gets to a weekend like this, and it's still going to be a competitive week, because, I mean, Edinburgh has good wrestling. But he makes sure that his team is peaking not just physically, but mentally going into the postseason. You don't need another draining. You got enough challenges as it is, you know, because certain guys are going to be challenged along the way that in their bouts coming up. But then at the same time, you're going to have, I mean, let's face it, you're the prohibitive favorite. Okay. It's fine. And he schedules it this way every year. And I just think it's, you know, he's the one guy that does it. Everybody else, I don't know what other people are doing. But then his team comes out both physically and mentally ready to go when the, quote, collegiate money is on the table. And so they've got Edinburgh coming up, senior day, Sunday at 2 at Rec Hall. Smart scheduling. Got to go win it, but smart scheduling. And, of course, they're the prohibitive favorite. Basketball tomorrow, Indiana. They're big up front. I mean, Khalil Ware and Malik Renew are really good. Really good. Ware's a terrific weak side shot blocker. The NFL reportedly is not happy with the college football playoff on scheduling. Well, excuse me, okay? Why do you bother? Okay, you're a Sunday sport. Thursday, Sunday, Monday. What, are you mad that they're going to play college football on a Saturday in December? Cut me a break. The NFL historically scheduling games on that day, which is set for Week 16. They had two games on Week 16 last year, Bengals-Steelers and Bills-Chargers on Peacock. Multiple sources say that the executives in the league office were not happy about the college football playoffs, chutzpah, in scheduling games that day. Why would the college football playoff encroach on their veritable turf? Excuse me. Okay? You are the big dog. Everybody knows it. But you play the conference championship games. The teams that play in it that don't win, you give them 2 weeks to get ready for the next game. Which then, in turn, once you're done with that, they have 12 days before they play again, right? And then a week before the summer final. It's spreading it out in such a way where it gives them recovery time. Oh, and by the way, in college, they take something called finals.
I wonder if it's just an excuse so they can start scheduling stuff on Saturdays during the fall.
I mean, there could be different issues if they decide to expand to 14 or 16 teams. They you know, befuddlement? Oh, for goodness sakes, you threw games on Black Friday this year.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yeah, ask the NBA, by the way, how they feel about abdicating Christmas Day now to the NFL. They go head-to-head with the NBA now on Christmas Day, and the NFL just explodes it. They just explode it every time. And, I mean, now they're talking about, do they dare play on Wednesday, December 25th, a game? I mean, people will watch it. Right? People will watch it. So,
chutzpah was certainly a choice of words.
Well, that chutzpah was pretty good. But, look, there's no question what the number one sport is in this country. It's the National Football League. No question. But I would like to ask the National Football League, exactly where do you get your talent from? Your minor league system?
Your brother is on the line, sir.
All right. But I mean, where do they get their talent from? They get it from college football. You can give up a weekend, right, to be a good partner. All right? All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. That pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, second to none. All in at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, the king. How are you? Did he leave? Hello.
He was there.
Okay. I don't know.
How about now?
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Now I hear
operator error.
How you been?
Good. Now I hear everybody.
You what?
It said now I can hear everybody, which is great.
Oh, no, Gabby Douglas isn't. She postponed her return. Okay. Just reading the internet. Really busy here. Really.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. A good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess. But I got a big thing coming up this week. This is
what do you
big.
Got?
I made it to Medicare.
All right.
Like, that's like such an accomplishment.
That is tremendous.
You know, I always said I'm never going on Medicare. Now I'm so happy. It's like I made it. That's good.
Finally made the cut, huh? That's good.
Yeah. But, we got our work is all with restaurants and stuff like that. manufacturing, which you think would be booming because of all the stuff we send to Ukraine, is dead. So,
wow.
Figure that one out, boys. So, enough of that. How about sports?
I like sports.
What was time of the year for sports right now?
Yeah, that and the, there's like that all-star break in July in Major League Baseball where you're like, okay, what's on? And they put on something stupid like the ESPYs. Oh, the ESPYs are on. Great. Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Three nights of nothing with the all-star game.
Oh. Yeah. They got the ESPYs. Like, oh, good. And I'm so happy Aaron Rodgers won an award. Like, what the heck? He's got a billion awards. What the heck?
It's a big deal. It's a chance to get on TV.
Well, yeah, I know. It's
the, what'd you think of the NHL All-Star game?
I didn't see it.
Weird.
I didn't see it. So I don't really.
I saw a little bit, and I kind of lost interest. I was like, "You're complicating a simple game," you know.
Well, the Pro Bowl, I didn't watch. The NBA.
I liked the flag football thing. That was pretty good.
Okay. All right. And the NBA All-Star game, I didn't watch. The NHL All-Star game, I didn't watch. I did watch a little bit of the Major League Baseball All-Star game last summer. A little bit. Like the beginning.
Well, that, to me, that's the most competitive. They're actually going out there trying to play, you know?
Yeah.
Right. They're trying to hit the ball. They're trying to pitch the ball. They're trying to... Nobody wants to make an error, you know? These other things are just kind of like... They're all laughing and yucking it up. And the basketball one was crazy. I mean, they're just shooting... Whoever shot better won.
Well, there was that one, I saw the highlight of it, where a guy took like a 75, 80-foot shot on the inbounds play. He hit the backboard and it bounced out to midcourt. I mean, it wasn't the last shot of the half or the last shot of the quarter. It was like, it was just a play. I'm like, what are we doing here? I did see that one.
Are basketball contracts guaranteed?
Oh yeah! Oh God, yes! Oh yeah! The only one that's the only ones that aren't guaranteed are the NFL ones.
They in the Boston market. They were really, really worried that what's his name was in the slam dunk competition. I forgot his name. Anyway, he's one of the Celtic stars, and they're paying. He's like almost the highest paid player in the league right
now. Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown was in the slam dunk competition.
Okay.
And they said, this is dangerous. He shouldn't be in this. And then, you know, other athletes started calling saying, hey, look, the slam dunk competition was created by Michael Jordan. And, you know, that's what it was, the slam dunk competition, when all the superstars went out and showed their stuff. And now they're afraid to, you know. They don't want to get hurt.
But that's what bothers me about all this. They act as if all of them feel like they need to be bubble wrapped all the time.
Yeah.
Just go play. I mean, and there was a complaint about the 65 game rule that the NBA, by the way, did not unilaterally put in. It was negotiated with the Players Association. So this has crossed T's and dotted I's. In order to be eligible for any postseason award or an all-NBA team, you have to play at least 65 games. And some of the players are complaining, saying it should be 58. Like, there are 366 days in the year. Like, you can't work the 82.
That's funny. Well, you're right. I mean, I agree with you 100%. I mean, maybe not play as many minutes a game. Because I'm all on board with the price of the tickets, and if you're paying, wow, this is my only opportunity to see, pick a guy, LeBron James play, and you pay $200 for your seat, and he sits out, and you're like, wow.
Well, there was that's father and son last year. It happened with them. They live in Ohio, and so the father, way ahead of time, got tickets to see the Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers play downtown. And the entire idea was his son is a huge Steph Curry fan. And I guess for the Warriors, it was their seventh straight road game or something like that. And so the decision had been made by Steve Kerr that he's going to sit out. Well, no. Okay?
Yeah.
That's not how it,
cut down their minutes per game. You know, if that's an issue, I get it. It's a physical thing. I mean, if your body can't go, it can't go.
Look, I've talked about the Jordan thing for a while, about him playing 82 games, you know, which he did, like, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 times in his career. 1 year he played 81. You know, like, you're hurt, you're hurt. You're injured, you're injured. I got that. But I always tell the Larry Bird story, which I will now torture the audience and tell again. Okay?
I've never heard it, so enlighten me.
All right. Good friend of mine, really good friend of mine, is also a good friend with Larry Bird. Right? So this is not a... he tells me the story, it's gospel. Okay? And Bird's back because, look, he decided to put in a concrete driveway for his mom. And, of course, instead of hiring somebody, he, of course, goes out and just does it himself. Okay, right. Okay. All right. So he hurts his back. Now, if you remember the latter stages of the career of Bird when he was out of the game, would lay face down on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's because of his back. Well, he goes in to see the team therapist, and the team therapist, the morning of a game, starts working on him, and after 5 minutes, he tells him, he says, Larry, I can't make anything back here move. He says, you're going to have to sit out tonight. He said, in fact, you're going to have to sit out a couple games. Your back is like a knot. All right. So Bird gets up, leaves, and the therapist then goes to the game that night, and he sees the team doctor and the trainer and says, hey, by the way, he says, Larry can't go tonight, and I'll explain it to you. He says, and probably, and realistically, he should be out at least a week. And they looked at him like, what are you talking about? They said, well, Larry can't go tonight because of his back. It's a knot. I couldn't get anything to move, and he should probably have to sit out at least a week. He said, the heck are you talking about? He said, he's out there right now warming up. Like, what? So then they play the game. The game's over. And the team therapist goes over and he pulls Bird aside and he says, hey, my office tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. I got to talk to you about a couple things. Bird says, okay, sure. So Bird goes over there, right, next morning. And this guy reads him the Riot Act, chapter, verse, your back, your future. You know, I'm the expert. Da, 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 da. If I say, you know, you need rest. I mean, the whole thing. And he was, you know, whatever, as a doctor, as a medical professional, he's justified in saying everything, right? Well, when he's done, Bird evidently looked at him and said, okay. He says, is it my turn to talk? He says, yeah. He says, there's a family of four. Live someplace else besides Boston, whatever, could be in Boston, that have never gone to a Celtics game. And they're sitting in the upper deck. And they expect me to play.
Yeah.
I am not disappointing them. He says, do you understand where I'm coming from? And the therapist said, we'll work something out.
Plus you're 6'9". I'm 5'4".
Right. Right. I mean, that's... Okay. That's the mindset that Kobe Bryant had. That's the mindset that Larry Bird had. That's the mindset that Jordan had. To be honest with you, that's the mindset LeBron has.
I believe LeBron does. LeBron's played a lot of games, a lot of physical games.
Yeah,
I don't,
no question. I mean, you go back.
You could question LeBron's statements he makes sometimes.
Oh, sure.
But
no,
not his effort.
There's no question he's a look at me guy. I got it. That's what all the tweets are about. What did LeBron tweet? I could care less what he tweeted. But as a player, as an effort guy, a guy that understands he's the face of the league, he gets it. Right? Julius Erving.
I don't have a problem with him.
Yeah.
A Julius lot of people Erving. Do, but, I, yeah. you know, he says stupid stuff, but so do I.
Julius Erving. Okay, now remember, the ABA played 84 games.
Yeah.
Okay, ABA played 84 games. NBA played 82. His career, 84, 71, 84, 84, 84. Then he goes to the NBA, 82, 74, 78, 78, 82, 81. Then 72, 77, 78, 74. Then finally his last year he played 60. I'm sorry, these guys, like, they understood. They're supposed to punch in and go to work.
Yeah, I remember watching him. Remember, we were young. He was playing at UMass.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Wasn't allowed to dunk.
Corey Cage Hicks, or what was his name?
Corey X Cage.
Called the Cage?
Corey X Cage.
Yeah, had a dirt track around the around the court.
Oh, yeah. That place was... Like I said, did they ever recruit him here? All right, hey, we'll take a quick break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I mean, the guys in the NBA act as if they drove to Hollidaysburg to do a game last night and need the next day off. Oh, wait, do we know somebody like that, Todd?
That's two nights now.
Oh, jeez, two nights. Oh, brutal. Suit did a game in Hollidaysburg, which is what? I don't know, hour away or something like that. And had to take the next day off. He was exhausted. Okay. I'm confused.
The convenience store I go to got robbed last night.
Now there's a story.
He was pretty athletic. He ran away.
Oh, jeez.
Fast track team.
I mean, I told you about the shooting in Atlanta, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. So
you were there?
Yeah, the Peach Bowl. Team plays on the 30th, and my flight back to Baltimore, I had to go through Nashville, and then Baltimore, was on early morning on the 31st, so I stayed the extra night. You know, I got back to the hotel about 6, 6:30, whatever. Got dinner, went back to my room, and I'm watching the Lions-Cowboys game that night. And also under here, bang, 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 bang. I'm up on the 25th floor, so it's no big deal. I think it's December 30th. Who's shooting off fireworks now? Really? So I look outside. Oh, no, they aren't shooting off fireworks. There's a gun battle in the street.
Wow.
Two people were wounded. All of a sudden, then I look and police cars from every direction come in. I ended up, I'm just watching this, so I counted. There were 11, two ambulances, and a hearse. Well, the hearse was never needed because the people were wounded. And I'm sitting there going, I can't get to the airport fast enough. What the heck? I got to get out of here.
I've never heard a gunshot go off. So.
Well, I did. I heard a whole bunch of them at once. I'm like, bang, bang, bang. I'm like, what the heck? And I look out, I think... And I first thing I did was glance up because of those fireworks, right? And all of a sudden, it's all the flashes are down. Like, okay. That's
what they said in Kansas City. They thought it was fireworks.
Yeah.
It was gunshots.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We were at Walmart one day. We won't go to the Manchester Walmart where everybody started screaming and yelling and people were running out the door. I'm telling my wife to duck, I don't know what happened. They tackled somebody in the parking lot, but I won't let my wife go to Walmart alone. I mean, she tells me, she says, oh, I put my pocketbook around my neck. That's what they want you to do. They're going to drag you down the street, They target women, And I go into these places and I find the exits.
Todd, Walmart's not one of our sponsors, right? I'm just kidding.
No. Well, hey, that's just national news. There's shootings at Walmart daily.
I'm just kidding.
It would be the Seals Grove Walmart, not the New Hampshire
Walmart, right down the road here. Okay, somebody took the grocery carts and put razor blades on them.
Oh, for goodness sakes!
Yeah, so you grabbed your grocery cart and you sliced your hand open. Now, well, what is the point of that? You know, they did it to like 10 carts. It's like, gosh. Let's talk about sports.
So, well, I've been trying to.
Yeah, I know. It's on me. So. But the problem is there's really nothing out there right now. I mean, it's all, you're kind of, you know, around here, UConn, you know, it's number one in the country, and then they fell on their face. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I was talking to Mike DeCourcy about that the other day.
I think it's okay.
Because UConn blew out Marquette.
Yeah.
It's what the game with Creighton tells me. It tells me, told me more about Creighton. I mean, Creighton's pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Especially when they're hitting shots like that. But it tells you how precarious it is to win six straight games to win the national title.
Yeah.
Right? That tells you you just can't have a stumble. You can be the best team, but that doesn't mean over six games you can't have a stumble. And UConn showed that they stumbled the other night because I think they are the best team in the country.
Well, stumble now. You know,
right.
Coaches need something to coach. And when your team is constantly winning, they start believing the headlines, you know?
Yeah.
And that guy, you know, Joe Zone.
Yeah.
Good Lord. He's making a big... Didn't he go to Penn State?
He did not, but he worked up here.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you something. He crapped all over Joe Paterno.
Yeah,
I can't stand this guy. But anyway, he's bragging about this is the number one to all this.